Kids would still learn math, but the word problems were now about artillery trajectories and the amount of food being wasted on defectives and other minorities. Christian morality was slowly purged from the schools, and teachers were instructed to base their moral teaching on secular patriotic ideas. The idea of loyalty was very important to the Germanic folk, as it is for us today, teachers told their students. Indeed, loyalty to Hitler and the state was drilled into children, while loyalty to one's own parents was discouraged in myriad ways. The children were going to become new men and new women for the new age. Obviously, the content of the saccharine liberalism children are indoctrinated into today is very different, but there are disturbing similarities, too. Good children will be those who are less attached to their parents and more attached to the community. The fascist quest for the new man, living in a new totalitarian society in which every individual feels the warm and loving embrace of the state, once again begins in the crib. The last step toward the Huxleyan future for Hillary Clinton is philosophical, perhaps even metaphysical. Clinton's views of children are more universal than she seems to realize. Mrs. Clinton says, "I have never met a stupid child," and attests that some of the best theologians I have ever met were five-year-olds. Don't let the namby-pamby sentiment blind you to what's being said here. By defining the intellectual status of children up, she is simultaneously defining down the authority and autonomy of adults. In a world where children are indistinguishable from grown-ups, how distinct can grown-ups be from children? The liberal cult of the child is instructive in its similarities to fascist thought. Children, like youth, are driven by passion, feelings, emotion, will. These are among the fascist virtues as well. Youth represents the glories of unreason. These sentiments, in turn, are deeply tied to the narcissistic populism that celebrates the instincts of the masses. "I want it now, and I don't care if it's against the rules," is the quintessentially childlike populist passion. Fascism is a form of populism because the leader forges a parental bond with his children. Without the emotional bond between the leader and the people, Führer and Volk, fascism is impossible. "I'm on your side. I'm one of you. We're in this together. I know what it's like to be you," constitutes the sales pitch of every fascist and populist demagogue. Or, as Willie Stark says to the nurturing crowd and all the king's men, "Your will is my strength. Your need is my justice. Arguments, facts, reason, these are secondary. The people of Nebraska are for free silver, and I am for free silver," proclaimed William Jennings Bryan, America's most beloved populist. I will look up the arguments later.